Terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh, get yeah. A certified beer.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Certified beer.
Why wouldn't you?
Why is a PBR Tallboy a certified beer?
Because apparently in 1893, they won a blue ribbon at a county fair, and that's been their claim to fame since.
In 1893, there must have been 50 people there or less.
And you know, they've changed the recipe 8 million times since then, so it's definitely not the same original recipe that you enjoyed then.
Now the recipe is watered down piss.
But hey, I grew up on it. It is bread and life to me.
I'm here with Franz, Chad I. Ginsburg, Stingy Titty, Lou Bro, Ross, Gina, and Missy. Yeah,
yeah. Oh.
And, we sort of just got back from Finland. We didn't get to talk on the last time we got back from Finland.
It's your first show in 2009, I think, dude.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, I was trying to do a show with you in Helsinki, but I guess it wasn't happening.
Oh, yeah, Missy was supposed to...
You were busy recording CKY stuff.
Yeah, but Missy was supposed to record it on her iPhone. What happened?
No, we were going to try and record one and email it to you, and all you wrote back is, good luck. But that was me texting for BAM. I don't know how to do that.
I thought you were going to record it on
I had it under control. I didn't know if you were able to do it or not. I had UC there from 69 Eyes ready to go.
No, we did get the episode that UC taped when we were in Finland doing the Santa movie. That's what aired last week, is that stuff we did in that hotel room.
Was it neat?
Yeah, it was neat.
Well, did I even talk enough?
It was like 15 minutes intercut with songs. So you better make up for it. Start talking.
Well, sometimes I do shows like just with a tape recorder, and if I get enough, I get enough. And obviously, I'd rather play that than a rerun.
Yeah, you did a good job, dude. We fucking sent it in, and it wasn't a rerun.
I didn't do a good job trying to fly home. No. On the way back.
You didn't do a good job the first time. Franz, remember he was passed out in the airport when we...
There was a lot of good airport anecdotes with our last trip to Finland, I will say that.
I'll tell you why. Because every time I go to Finland, I know the flights, and I always get in at 11 in the morning, and I always have to leave at like 7 in the morning. And the only way to do it is to just stay up all night, and I got in a big argument with Missy because I demanded on drinking a triple Hennessy and like ginger ale or something, and then I took it in the cab, I barfed in the cab, and then, dude, I fell right on my fucking fae in the airport.
It happens.
It was like probably the worst 2 to 3 hours of my whole life was from 4:30 till the plane took off and I could ignore him.
I hit my kneecap so hard on that nice marble Helsinki airport floor.
Yeah, and when you fell, like, your foot kicked back, and there was a wheelchair sitting there. Thank God there was nobody in it.
And you sent
it flying through the terminal. Like, people were dodging, trying to get out of the way.
Thank God you weren't with us coming back from Finland when we made the Santa movie. Fucking, it was Weekend at Bernie's time. Like, he was so fucking passed out. I had to literally put him in my hand, put my coat around him so it looked like we were like identical.
We had to pretend he was like,
he was alive. Yeah.
But see, that's how it was, but I was alone with him. It was really, really terrible. So then as we were waiting in line to check in, we had to wait for like 35 minutes. He was so not happy about it, and all I could think is, oh my God, if he opens his mouth and he says anything at all, they're not going to let us on the plane.
Flag.
And I need to go home immediately. So I told him not to say a single word until we got to the gate. And while we were checking in, he was literally standing there holding his lips together like they were like white, but he was holding his lips together so tight so he wouldn't say anything. But he actually listened to me and didn't talk.
I can't believe they let him on the plane.
I can't believe they did.
Dude, I don't remember the taxi cab. I don't remember being in Helsinki Airport. And I sort of remember landing in London for the layover.
Dude, I'll tell you what, I'm the same way, though. I hate flying, so I get wasted every time, man.
Oh, believe me, I know.
Yeah, dude.
God, I flew to Australia. It was like 20 hours with Franz, And it's just, he got like four Vicodins and he drank
12
Budweisers, and they kept cutting them off. So I wasn't drinking on the flight, so he was asking me to order it for him, but I didn't want to so bad because he was so annoying, and he kept leaning over going, "Babe, they think they cut me off. They think I'm all messed up. I'm not even messed up on nothing. I took four Vicodin, and it didn't even do nothing." And then you fell all over the aisle.
In my mind, I was normal. The rest of the world was fucked up.
Yeah,
I was normal.
Welcome to Novak Land.
Yeah, I get messed up. Chad, remember the time to Finland?
Yeah.
You threw a roll at Hannah. Hannah was so drunk, and I would have killed to see it from Jesse's point of view. Like, we saw Hannah actually get up from the table and fall, break the table and everything on it. But Jesse...
Didn't Chad put butter down his back? Come on, Franz. Okay, wake up to the real world.
Yeah, no, Franz was sitting next to me. He was friggin' wasted, and he must have been emotional at the time, but...
You threw something at Hannah. Hannah's all right. Drunk. He already broke the table in the airport. Almost didn't get on the plane.
He put butter down his back.
No, it's a process. So Chad, you threw a roll at him. He starts chewing up the roll. He's sitting right in back of him. He's like, he thinks I did it. He's spitting roll. I'm like, Hannah, why are you spitting all over me, dude? Just fucking stop. Please stop. Then he's like, what? I'm not doing nothing. Then you threw something else at him. Finally, he just big loogie in the back of my head. I turn around. I'm like, punch him in the forehead. His face was just like, did I just get hit? Then he took the butter from like his whole aisle's dinner,
put it down
my back, and like that spoiled butter melted all over my back. Everyone's like, Franz, did you piss yourself? Because it smelled like I pissed myself. And
you
I'm like,
did piss yourself.
I'm like, ha ha, everyone's in on the joke. I pissed myself.
But you
and
did.
I'm sitting there talking to people and shit, and everyone's like, this guy fucking pissed himself, right? And then I reach back, I feel the back of my hair, I'm like, motherfucker, there's this big butter ball about as big as a fucking fist. I turn around, I punch Han in the face again. He falls down unconscious for a minute and a half.
Then you start crying?
Then I started crying. I started crying.
He was crying on the whole way, but rest of the way to Finland.
And I was the shit I was saying.
Sorry,
to
Hannah.
Yeah, and I was like, but I was saying the meanest things to him. I was like, Hannah, your father, like, I was like insulting his whole fucking family. I was like, and I started crying. I was like, Hannah, I'm sorry, dude. I don't know.
God, yeah, you ruined a good flight, man.
You started it, motherfucker.
I finished it. I was actually the guy who put the butter down your back. You've been blaming Hannah for so long, yeah.
Did you really?
I told Bam earlier. He was like, why don't you tell Joe? I was like, I don't think he even knows yet.
Hannah did the first butter ball. He did the three other ones.
I knocked Hannah out. I almost got arrested for that, dude. Everyone thought it was 9/11 all over again, dude. Holy shit. That is great.
Dude, you know what? I've seen a lot of shit on some flights, but there was one with this dude, Sean Sheffy. He's just like huge black dude who skates, and he just got up in the middle. The flight was landing in 1 minute, and he just got up and started walking to the back, and the lady was like, sir, you need to take your seat right this instant. This flight is going to land now. He goes, yo, I don't give a fuck, lady. I gotta go to the bathroom, yo. She's like, you better not go to the bathroom. You take your seat right this instant. Yo, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to the bathroom, yo. And then he went to the bathroom. Flight landed, and anybody else would have got instantly arrested when they got out, but they let him go. They didn't even want to deal with it.
Who was the guy you were in first class, and then there was like some famous black newscaster sitting next to you, and he's put his bag up, and the woman goes, excuse me, you can't put your bag here. This is first class in front of everyone.
Sal Masekela from, he works for E! Entertainment now. He's the black dude with the dreads who like interviews all the A-list celebrities.
And then So he sits down next to you, like, all humiliated, and then the dude next to you is like, well, you know, I'm a pilot for this airline. That never should have happened. That's racist. I want to make sure that woman loses her job.
Yeah.
Which is awesome, because some stewardesses are so fucking rude.
Sir, you cannot put your bag there. This is for first class. He's like, he just whips out a ticket and goes, right in her face.
Oh, well, I didn't think you were. It's like, oh, God, dude. Ugh. God, how humiliating and embarrassing.
Oh, well, I never thought somebody like you would be in first class.
Someone with your physical credentials. Dark skin, dark hair, dark eyes. Oops, I'm racist.
Yeah. Oops, I'm racist.
Fucking Franz.
So we got coming up here. We got the Ming Hags Dream Cellar Tour coming up. Bam and Novak are going to be promoting The hit movie Dream Seller and the best-selling book Dreams. I'm sorry, the hit movie Ming Hags and the best-selling book Dream Seller. Thank you.
We're going to Maine. We're going to Portland, Maine, and Massachusetts, and we'll be going to Ravex at the mall, Mixer's Bar, Sugarloaf Mountain.
Really?
Yeah, Sugarloaf.
103 Ultra Lounge.
And this is all January 15th through the 17th. So where can they look it up, dickhead?
They can see it on Dream Seller MySpace, DreamSellerTheBook.com, your MySpace. They can see it on Minghags.com. But yeah, real quick, Ravex at Main Mall, Mixer's Bar. By the way, special thanks to Mixer's Bar. We really, really appreciate all the help. Mike, you've been giving us Sugarloaf Mountain, Ultra Lounge, Rye Airfield Skaters Edge Skate Park. And special thanks to Monster Energy Drink for sponsoring the tour.
Did I get all that? PBR Tallboy for grabbing me a certified beer.
Oh!
Gangway!
There's a new sports bar in town, so we're going to check it out. I kept yelling, Gangway. Gangway, football! Grab beer.
There's a sports bar in town now?
It's Coyote, but they didn't change it one bit. All they did was take down that huge Coyote thing that probably cost $30,000, and then they just put up, like, Yingling signs and shit.
Wait, is it still called Coyote, though?
No, it's called, like, random sports bar. It's horrible.
And now they have, like football games in HD. And there's a bunch of fat jocks farting.
Wait a minute. These are the people that are in there. Football!
Fuck yeah, football!
Well, which team? Who cares? Fucking football!
Dude, oh my god. Every time I go to a sports bar where there's like an Eagles game and there's wings, it's like the place is full fat dudes farting. And like I'm sitting there sniffing farts while I'm eating wings. I'd rather be at home. I mean,
why are you at the bar to begin with then?
Because I'm an alcoholic.
I took Andy McCoy in Finland. He came to my hotel. It's called Hotel Glow, and right next to it, the only thing that there was this really fancy Japanese restaurant. So I decided to take him there, dude. The whole restaurant, it was like a record skip, and like they just stop and look at him because he's dressed all like gypsy-like with hats, earrings, and rubies all over his hands. And he just, the first thing he says to the lady is, You took way too fucking long to come over here to bring our drinks, and I'm not tipping you one bit. And then I just go, don't worry, I'm going to go.
Was that at the beginning of the meal?
Yeah.
That's when you don't tell you're not going to tip.
It's like Novak in Vegas when the guy goes, sir, you need to take your seat. You are mooning this entire restaurant. I don't give a fuck who I'm mooning. Bring out my food, motherfucker. Then he gets food poisoning. Gee, I wonder why.
Dude, leave it in the Novak. You know, there is one person in the world you don't insult. Well, there's one archetype, and that is the waiter. You do not insult the waiter at the beginning of the meal. You wait for service to suck, then you insult them by not leaving a tip if they suck, and if it's a place you frequent, you better fucking tip at least 20%, motherfucker. Else when you get back, it's gonna be miserable.
Oh yeah, grab a beer.
Fuck yeah,
certified beer. Yeah, man, the Note has been playing some good-ass shit, and two nights ago was this band called Inner Party System from Reading, PA, and they rocked the fucking house, so I'm going to play it right now. This song is called Last Night in Brooklyn, Radio Bam Series 28 Fashion.
Oh. We'll be right back.
night. I find her there still drawing lines. Should I try to make amends with tonight and empty friends? You speak in words you never meant. The ones you love already left. Just say your piece, I'm moving on. When morning wakes you, I'll be gone.
Baby.
I guess.
And now back to
Radio Bam.
Grab a beer.
Fuck that yeah. Way.
Certified beer in a party system.
Fuck yeah, dude. Who wouldn't?
You like that? That was from Reading, PA.
Hell yeah.
Louie likes it.
That was a really fun show.
Pretty awesome.
You like that, Louie? Fucking awesome.
That show was awesome.
Radio
awesome.
Seltzer Series 28 Big Butt. Dude, we've been doing these texts back and forth for like 2 weeks straight.
I'm going to look at them.
I'll give you...
If I get
just anything
out.
Serious... No, radio anything. Let's see.
I got...
Radio Gangway Sports Bar Nitro 68 Horseback Ride. And then I write back, Radio Wombat 89 Thomas Jefferson.
Radio Piggy Blanket Seltzer 69 Tom Cruise Pizza Party.
Radio Rat Tail Seltzer 45 Heathcliff.
Who wrote that one?
Me. Radio Hogwarts 89 Philly Fanatic. Radio Butt Hash 39 Zac Efron.
Who wrote that?
Me.
Radio flip flop. Frosted mini wheat.
Pierre Robert.
59 bike polo 97.
Pierre Robert's a faggot. 24 Brandywine Battlefield.
Pierre Robert. Radio Bigfoot
oh,
Seltzer.
Pierre's nice.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't like my North Philly faggot tattoo too
no,
much.
Didn't.
Him and Bam got into an argument.
Yeah.
He seems like a
guy.
Well,
tell us all about it.
He just goes, North Philly faggot, huh? I'm like, yeah. He's like, you think that's funny? I'm like, yeah, I think it's hilarious. He's like, so if you had a problem with like a nigger, would you put that on your body?
Wait,
I'm like,
who said this?
Pierre Robert. And then I was like, what is that? That's not funny to me. I'm like, North Philly faggot is funny to me. And
why would Pierre Robert talk like that?
I don't know, but that's what he said. And then after that, I was like,
he must have
fuck
been fucking
you.
Around. He has a good
no.
sense of humor.
That's dude, a direct
I,
quote.
He was wow. seriously
no,
pissed.
I know he was pissed because when they came to Barnaby's in Westchester, he actually goes, yeah, he goes, yeah, we'll be in Westchester tonight. I'm sure one of the jackass dudes is going to show up to get their little claim to fame in there. Something like that, he said. So
but,
I know that he
but
like.
But does he know that you're a faggot sympathizer? Like he knows you don't hate gay dudes, right?
No, I think it's. I just think it's fucking funny.
Yeah. Who's Pierre?
That's what, my type
what,
of humor.
Well, see, he got mad at the world. He used to have a good sense of humor about being gay, but then he hosted like a Matty Young bike race, and he got up to give a speech, and everyone goes faggot. Faggot. It was humiliating, yeah, and that's when he started to get angry at the world. But Pierre Robert, we love you, dude, and we love homosexuality here on Radio Bam, Sirius Faction 28.
Official sponsor of homos.
I have tons and tons of gay friends.
Yeah,
love
and then you get mad
men.
When I French Oldie. Yeah.
Come on. Well, that's all right, because Oldie's mom was Frenching me at the Inner Party System
dude,
show.
Dude, Oldie's mom, who's like 50-something. Dude, she came up fucking hammered, and I was like, do you need a drink? She's like, give me something strong that's going to knock me on my head. I was like, well, how about a Long Island? That's like five different kind of shots. Like, bring it on. And then she was Frenching me as who was playing Inner Party System. And then she started like sitting on my leg, like rubbing up and down on it. And then she was sticking her fingers up Missy's asshole.
How is this not adultery?
I'm covered in lipstick in the picture that I have in my phone. You have to see
I
it. Like,
that.
From my nose to my chin is smeared with lipstick marks because I was trying to dodge my mouth from her mouth so bad.
I Frenched her like a good three times.
Well, she kept sneaking up on you. You didn't see her coming. Like, she would, like, be standing behind Bam and just, like, whip her head around and just get him right on the lips. But I could, like, kind of dodge because I was looking at her.
I think she grabbed a certified beer.
Bam, do you remember forcing my hand onto Missy's chest?
When
we made the Viking Skull video?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Wait, was that when we were filming my part?
No. That was afterwards at the beginning. Franz, take a feel, man. I'm like, no, you don't remember this?
Was I hammered?
Well, yeah, we all were. Well, actually, that's the night Don Vito punched me in the nose. Don Vito came by to do some paperwork.
It's because when he was sleeping, you rubbed his dick on.
He wasn't asleep. It was when we did Jackass 2, and he was tied up in the human pendulum. And he was tied up. His arms and legs were completely immobile. And you were like, Franz, I dare you to go slap him in the face with your dick. Well, you don't have to ask me twice. So I go, slap him in the face. And he was like, what? Now, what I didn't realize was how much that little gag bothered this man for years. And so he comes to the bar to pick up some paperwork, and I'm like...
3 years later.
Yeah, I'm like, Vito, motherfucker, remember I slapped you in the face with my dick? And he's like, so, like, he walks away, gets the paperwork, takes care of stuff in the back, comes back.
It took 3 years for everybody to forget about that. Now it's going to take 3 more years for everybody to re-forget.
No, it was worse than that, dude. It was, like, half an hour later, everyone forgot about it. And I'm like, bartender, can I have a... Punches me in the fucking nose, dude. I think my nose is broken. And when someone punches the nose, there's a 5 to 15 second interval where you're not exactly sure what you're doing until it's done. So I'm like, what? Give him a shove. In slow motion, he staggers back. Falls back, hits his head on the wall, unconscious. The whole bar is quiet. And then that dude, Wayne, is like, oh my God, Don Vito, are you okay? And,
yo.
Yeah, don't talk about that shit. Dude, that guy listens to that shit. You're stupid.
Oh, shit.
Are you still mad? Up, are you still mad at Franz?
You're going to get me locked the fuck up, dude. Don't even talk about that shit. You're fucked up.
Are you still mad?
Jesus Christ.
How are you going to get locked up if Franz slaps his dick on you? Did he hang up on me?
Well, he did. Well, it was all in good fun. But the point is,
I'm calling him back.
Vincent Donald.
You know.
Didn't you make him bleed that earlier that night?
You should tell him you're on the radio.
Bam was like,
But
he knows. He must be listening.
But you know, so he gets up and he's like, you know, it took years. How could you do this to me? It took years for everyone to forget that you slapped me in the face with your dick. And now everyone remembers. How could you do this to me? It's going to take years for everyone to forget again. It's going to take years.
Vincent Donald hung up.
But we're cool now. I went, I saw him, you know, next time we were doing taxes, I went. He's like, that's why I don't hang out with you. It's the same fucking thing every time, Franz.
See, that's why I don't let you come around. You're just mad.
You're late.
Hannah's here at the gate.
What?
I'm telling him to come in.
Hannah's
tell
here?
Him to come in.
Yeah.
What, you done doing the new code?
Uh-oh.
Vincent Donald.
You should put that on the website.
Is that Vito?
Yeah, you should go on the website and look up this new photo of Vincent Donald holding a hound dog. It's pretty brilliant.
What's the website?
I don't know. What is it? G's going to do it.
What's what address?
That would be your website.
BamMargera.com with one M.
Wait, I have a question.
Yes.
I went to Wawa tonight to get more cigarettes.
That's more of a
is that
statement.
A question?
No, wait. That was a statement now followed by a question. Who is the comedian on the door? That's playing at the or talking.
It's
at
not a comedian.
Is it Jerry Blavitt?
Yeah, what
he's
is
a
that?
DJ, like an oldies DJ.
Oh, okay.
Your mom would probably be so excited. My mom's going with all of her
Betty
girlfriends.
Ann up there? No.
Tell her to go.
I'm good.
Let's get her drunk. Tell her to go.
No, she'll be praying with everybody. And there's no praying at the night. I'm assuming.
Aren't you getting married soon?
Yeah,
at the Geeter.
I got engaged.
Did you just SSD?
No,
Stingy Titties got engaged.
I
tell
did
us
to
the
Waffle
story.
Boy.
Tell us the story.
Waffle Boy.
I was engaged. So excited. Well, my mom calls me and goes, Paul's at our house. I think he's asking for your hand in marriage. So I kind of was like, that's perfect, mother. Thank you. But he walked in and he gave me a jewelry cleaner and said I need this to clean it. And here it is. I'm getting married.
Franz,
that is awesome.
Franz, are you bummed out?
Why?
Because nobody cares about you.
Well, I came with a case of beer. I don't care. I don't get a Yingling.
No. I'm talking about marriage.
Don't ruin.
We want to find Franz a date. Don't
ruin
be
Natalie's
find
story.
Franz a date. Well, I felt bad because I was like talking. And
you know what? Actually, it's an interesting story. Well, maybe a year ago there was Valentine's Day show and I was like, yeah, I'll never fall in love. And it was like this, you know, I told this story about how whenever I hook up with a girl a couple times, they always like want to have a deep relationship and get married.
Yeah.
But dude, after that fucking show, someone posted that on YouTube and I got calls from girls I haven't fucked in 6 years. And these girls like, yeah, I heard you talking about me in the fucking radio. Fuck you, Franz. Fuck you. And you know what? You don't talk about me like that, motherfucker. So I was like, I ended up having to turn around in my van and I'm like, baby, listen, it wasn't about you. I could never say anything like that about you. And you know what? Actually, it's good you found me and you called because I've been wanting to talk to you for a long time, and I really miss you.
Did it work?
I think we should get together now. Yeah, I actually got laid out of it.
Repeat offenders?
They would call me up, stalk me, yell at me, and I ended up getting laid out of it.
What's going on there? Well, the best part is they can never like get you back and say you had a small dick or anything like that because nobody's going to believe that because everybody's seen your monstrous cock.
Yeah, how is it that everyone's seen it?
Because there's a photo right there, you little idiot. Here, take away that one.
Your penis is everywhere.
Is it there?
How many inches?
Yeah. Go to the next one.
Hard or soft?
Hard.
Oh, here we go.
See?
Look at this kid.
Is it a good day or a bad day?
Somebody's packing heat.
Franz, how come nobody sucked it?
How come nobody sucked it?
Where have you been, Hannah? You've been with your new girlfriend. You never come around.
I've been here all day, dude.
Me and Hannah were just at the whip, and you know how everyone kind of shuts up at the same time after it's been loud?
You suck.
Well, everyone just shut up, and I just go, yeah, I don't even know what me and Hannah were talking about, but I'm like, yeah, I was 15 at the time. I had 17 ball hairs. I was stoked on them. What? And then just everyone looks at me like,
it's pretty good.
The whip.
17 ball hairs.
Hi, Hannah.
Hey, baby.
I got engaged.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's with the thingy on the top of your head right now?
What, this hair?
The other side.
Where?
That would be her hair.
It's dried cum from Waffle Boy.
Yeah, if he shot a load of my hair, I'd never find it.
Did you get engaged to the dude that you always said you hated all the time?
Waffle Boy. Yeah. That's him.
The dude that you always said you hated all the time.
Yep, I love my new husband.
Yeah.
Franz, how big?
Congratulations.
How big?
Thanks.
Hard.
On a good day?
Yeah, on a really great day.
Six?
It fits into my pill bottle.
Remember that?
My monstrous pill
bottle? I got in trouble for that. I was seeing this one girl I was seeing got so mad about. She's like, what did she do to get you hard in there? I was like, she gave me like a booby dance. She's like, well, how am I supposed to know?
Oh my gosh.
Like,
you did?
You don't remember that we went to that side room?
You would never admit what you guys were doing in there.
Yeah, she
finally
gave me a booby dance. I got a boner. I put it in that. How big was that pill bottle? How many pills fit in that
90,
pill bottle?
90, Six like or seven. 7.5 Vicodins.
I put in a 97.5 Vicodin pill bottle.
Oh.
And then I got in so much trouble from this girl. Well, I'm like, dude, you don't go on the radio to not do something outrageous. What am I going to do? Talk about my boring ass life? You got to do something crazy. She's like, well, how do I know that's all you got is a booby dance? I'm like, baby, can we just have fun?
Because my nickname's Stingy Titty. What else would I do? I mean, really.
Stingy Titty it up.
Why is it
the world of relationships is
because she'll get your dick all hard and then she'll walk away and then as soon as it's soft again she'll come back in and re-get it hard. So she's Stingy Titty.
That's what happened.
That's my claim to fame.
And remember you redid core. you redid my mortgage.
I did.
A week later she
gave me a titty
mortgage.
This and redid your mortgage.
Yeah. And then her hand was shaking and I'm like, why are you shaking? I'm like, do this all the time, right? You're like, I don't know. I'm nervous.
I know. I go, please don't look at me. And I'm like, asking not to look at me. Because I'm like, why are you? He's like, this girl is such a weirdo. I'm like, sign here. I like couldn't even hold the pen.
You were just thinking of his cock.
Yeah. Dude. I was like, monster penis. I mean, Joe Franz, sign here.
One night, she's giving me booby dances to get my dick hard enough to fit in her fucking pill bottle.
Stingy titty dances.
The next day, she's doing mortgages with the state on my behalf.
I'm like, here's your closing costs. I know. I was trying to be. It totally didn't work to be professional. It just was hard at that point. Hard. Nope.
You had a worse
nope
mortgage afterwards.
Oh. Hannah.
Hey.
I never knew it was Ginsburg that threw the butter down my back when I punched you in the face on the flight.
Yeah, thank you.
Apparently, I didn't know either.
Wait, Jesse, you got to tell the story about how you went into the bathroom and what you saw Hannah doing when you got back.
What on the flight to Finland?
The flight to Finland?
He fell down drunk at the table. Really? Well, you told me your version of the story is better than ours, because ours, we saw Hannah fall, but yours is like...
Oh, on our way to Finland.
Tell it anyway, Jess.
I'm Jesse. I decided to go to the bathroom, and then everyone was all drunk, and I'm like, yeah, I better take a piss before I, get on the flight, and I come back. And Hannah's just laying there on a broken table with 50 beer bottles and broken glasses all around him in a puddle.
Wait, do you remember on the layover? On the layover.
No, it was before we even left.
At the Philly airport.
Remember you told Hannah to sit next to that girl and try to pick her up?
No.
With his broken ski glasses?
I went to go take a piss, and I just see he broke a chair and a table, and like someone was crying or something.
We're at this bar at the Philly airport, and Hannah was so drunk that he saw some hot girl Walden Books across the airport way. I go, Hannah, we'll go hit on her. So what does he do? He goes over there. He doesn't say a word to her. He just follows her around. She's looking at books, and he's just like following her like 2 feet away, and she's like making eye contact with him, and he's just looking at her all drunk and fucking Irish.
The true hint that he wasn't like making any kind of progress with her is when she grabbed her phone and dialed out.
It's
not like, oh, I got a call coming in.
It's not like her phone rang. She dialed a call to dodge the whole thing.
She was sitting in one of the seats. You came and sat with one seat in between you, as if like you weren't trying to hit on her. There's no one around. You sit one seat away from her, and you just look at her with your fucking red Irish face with those fucking big ski goggles on in the middle of the fucking airport. And she's like, she picks up a book, her cell phone, and a pen and paper. She starts writing, dialing, and reading at the same time, so she didn't have to fucking talk to you.
Franz, I don't think she was into me.
I love how you have the courtesy, though, to leave one seat in between you.
Oh, yeah. In case she didn't want to talk to me.
Then she goes and sits down. She goes and sits down where her plane is getting ready to board, and Hannah just goes up and sits right next to her, but leaves one space, and he just sits there staring at her, not knowing what to say, and she's just knowing that he's not on the flight. and then she looks up at the sports bar where we are, and she could just see all of us spying on her.
It was awesome.
The best on-flight joke, though.
Yo, Franz, Duner has footage of that. You got to ask him for it.
Oh, okay. Oh, does he?
Yeah
that's right.
He's got it on his phone,
okay,
I think.
Cool.
I think it's Duner.
You want to take a call, Bam?
Yeah, let's do a call.
You know what? Let's play William Control. This song is called Beautiful Bam. Loser, and then we're going to take some calls.
What track do you
want? So call 877 Porn Bag.
Do I have
track
it?
Track 2. Beautiful Loser, William Control.
Mm. Is this it?
Yeah, man. Radio Bam 228 Facts, and I just gave it to you.
Fucking certified beer.
There you go.
we're going hot right now. Stop.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy, ho.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
Faction.
All right, that was William Control, and now we're going to talk to Lee, who was a chef, and we were talking about how Novak told the guy from Vegas, fuck you, just bring me my food, I don't give a fuck. And then he got food poisoning. All right, let's talk to Lee.
What?
Lee. Hi, Lee. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Where are you from?
Turn your radio down, Lee.
Hey, Lee, please.
I don't have a radio on.
Yeah, okay. Yes, you do.
And
Lee have a big dick?
What?
So, hey, you're a chef?
Where I used to work, people used to do all kinds of shit to food, and people would be shitty. People would put scabs in food, boogers.
Ew.
Oh,
scabs.
They'd fuck with the food so bad there. Even people that were, like, seriously religious would fuck with the food there.
What, can you tell us what place you worked at, or was it just some random place?
I worked in downtown Detroit. It was a Greek restaurant.
Oh, okay.
And anytime people would come in and be rude, anytime people would be rude, people would just fuck with the food like you wouldn't believe. They'd put the bread on the floor and step on it. I mean, all kinds of shit.
Oh, my God.
Beware of Greeks bearing gifts.
Do not be rude to the waiter. That is absolutely correct. Because, I mean, mothers would do it. I mean, anybody that was there, that worked there, that you wouldn't think would ever fuck with food, they'd do everything to it.
Jesus.
Mothers.
It's messed up, Lee.
How about, did anybody wipe their ass with the bread?
What's that?
Did anybody ever wipe their ass with the bread?
People suck the bread. Everything's fucking sick. I'm so nice to waiters now, you wouldn't believe it. It's fucking crazy what they do.
What is the single most disgusting Greek restaurant moment you experienced?
I think the scab thing sounds...
Yeah, that's...
There's something worse than that.
Come on, buddy.
They had tubs of food in the cooler, and one morning we found a dead rat in the tub of meat. They took the rat out, rinsed off the meat, fucking used it.
Oh.
I'd rather
that than the scabs.
Yes.
I'd eat the scabs.
Ew, no. Nah. Dried up blood? It's dried up blood.
Yeah, scab from what?
Hepatitis and herpes.
Yeah, if there's Novak as a waiter, you would definitely take a rest.
And excuse me, caller, when was the last time you got laid, please?
Yeah, me?
Yeah, sir.
Huh?
When was the last time
you fucked a girl? Or a dude.
When's the last time I got laid? Yesterday.
Yes.
Christ sakes.
Yeah. You're stalling.
Me?
It's been a while, apparently, he's thinking.
Wait, me?
No, Louie, shut up. Lee.
Hello, sir. Yeah.
When's the last time I got laid? Is that the question?
When did you stick your fucking dick in something? Please.
I fucked my wife yesterday.
Oh, all right.
Okay. That doesn't count.
Yeah, it does.
How does it not count?
Because it's your wife.
How does it not count?
It's your wife. That doesn't
count. What you supposed to do?
It's for free.
Go get a North Philly hooker?
You don't have to put any time into that.
That's not getting laid.
It doesn't count if it's your wife?
Apparently it's your
wife, and not since before I got married, then.
Oh, you're a good guy.
That's a good guy.
I try to be a good guy.
All right, Lee, good talking to you. Any more calls?
Thanks, Lee.
Yeah, there's somebody. We got
Let's talk to some people.
Somebody, a 43-year-old lady from Oklahoma.
Fuck yeah. When was the last time you got laid?
Let's talk to her.
Last week.
Last week?
All right.
Which way?
Was it Franz?
What?
Which way did you do it?
My husband.
Yeah, but which position?
Was it the wrong way?
Africa style.
African style, there you go.
Missionary, right? See, she sounds like a down on the bottom girl.
Where are you from, sweetheart?
Yeah, that's good.
Hi, you're from down south, sweetheart?
Hello.
Hi.
Is that their kids?
When'd you poop them out? I know when y'all are going to do another jackass.
We've been writing some ideas, but we probably won't get started for at least a year because, I don't know, we want it to be better than the second one, so it's going to be pretty hard to do.
Somebody has to die. The kids had to hear all that stuff.
Sucks.
Oh, man.
How old are your kids? They had to hear all that stuff?
African style.
How old are your kids?
Say what?
You said you have kids, right?
I heard kids in the background.
Oh.
What's going on here?
What the fuck is going on?
Somebody said...
That is some massive therapy, having to hear about your parents' sex life.
Who is that?
I hear kids laughing in the background of her.
All right, let's take another call.
Thank you, caller.
My daughter's in her 20s.
Okay.
Oh, so it's okay that she knows you do it Africa style?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Thank you, caller. Thank you for calling Radio Bam Series Faction 28.
Did she want to say anything?
She
else?
Never got to ask anything.
Yeah. She wanted to ask when the
Wait,
next jackass was.
I want to be a caller because what? You made fun
You're
of
not
my
a
hair.
Caller.
I know, but
caller,
I want to ask
I didn't
you.
Make fun of your hair. I asked what was going on.
Yeah, but you look like a disgruntled lesbian. What happened to your hair?
Shane, he pissed his pants drunk. That doesn't sound so great, but he's online.
Like. Should we talk to Shane?
Sure.
Hi, Shane. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good.
You wow. pissed your pants?
Coming in loud and clear.
Huh?
You pissed your pants, right?
Yeah, it was funny.
Look, tell me about it. Yeah, it was funny. What happened?
I was drinking some Jack Daniels and chasing it with Malibu.
Oh, that'll
make
you
piss. I got
really
hammered.
And then what happened?
Yeah.
Huh?
And then what
Come
happened?
On, will you tell us how you fucking
yeah,
pissed your
you
pants?
Sleeping, like...
what?
Well,
tell
like,
me
like
how
the
you...
Part about it is that,
There's too many
buddy,
people talking. Say
anything. No, right, my buddy on. Had to, like, change me because, like, I was really drunk and I couldn't take my pants off.
That's what happened with me and Novak. I took a shit on the seat because I took an Ambien and I fell asleep taking a shit and half of the shit landed on the seat and the other half went into the toilet and then I fell asleep and then Novak what? Had to wipe my ass in Vegas.
At his bachelor party.
What?
Yeah.
What? No, it was a lot funnier than it sounds.
Never mind, dude.
So are you in a fraternity caller? Mm.
What?
Are you in a fraternity? A fraternal organization?
A fraternity?
Are you in college?
No.
What do you do for a living?
What do I do for a living?
Yes, sir.
I pimp gorillas.
What? Is, what? What?
Pimps gorillas.
Okay.
Listen to him. He's laughing.
Okay.
Do you have the phone to your ear?
Do I have the phone to my ear?
Oh, my God.
Oh, here we go.
Do you have the fucking phone to your ear?
All right.
Yeah.
I was just asking because you keep repeating everything.
It's just because so many people are talking all at once and it's pretty
hard
to hear.
No, I'm holding the phone to my, like, foot. Like.
This guy
foot
is
pussy?
Funny.
Is it a pussy? Saggy foot pussy?
Make a foot pussy.
Huh?
Make a foot pussy.
All right, I'm playing a song. This is a chick called Mana from Finland, and Villa Valor did a track on it. It's called Here Tonight. Here we go. Radio Band Series 28 Faction.
What?
Uh-oh.
Hmm?
Uh-oh. Hmm?
What?
Too late, won't stop tonight. I won't.
Ryan Dunn.
This is Ryan Dunn, and you've tuned in to Radio Bam. I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated.
Radio Bam Series 28.
Because they are a fuck up.
Big Butt Seltzer. We on?
I don't know. They didn't play the bumper, but we can pretend we're on. It don't matter.
Oh.
Hold on. I think we're on, so you may as well tell Ross. We can do the best story.
Oh.
We can do the best moment.
Radio Dick Hang, Series 28, Fake Cock.
Dick Hang, Fake Cock.
Okay, we're on, dude.
All right, we're on. All right, that was just for tonight. That was a chick called Mana featuring Villa Vallo from him. And we're going on a Ming Hags tour starting Wednesday. We're going up to Maine, so if you're from New England, make your way down to, what website do they go to, Mon?
Okay, to check out the Ming Hags Dream Cellar Tour, check out Bam's MySpace, check out DreamCellarTheBook.com, check out Ming Hags MySpace, check out MinghAgs.com.
No, all the above on, say it regular. People tune out when you act like that.
Sorry. Dick. Check it out on Bam's MySpace, seriously. Bam.
Grab a certified beer.
Bam and Novak are going to be doing, you're going to be hanging out, drinking, partying all night long with you guys, signing autographs, doing whatever. So, be
in
a
Maine?
Part of the action.
Where is it? Maine?
Maine, Massachusetts. Yes, sir. We got a RaveX. We got Mixer's Bar in Maine. Thanks, Mike. We got Sugarloaf Mountain in Maine. We got 103 Ultra Lounge. We got Rye Airfield Skate Park. And we got Skater's Edge Skate Park. And special thanks to...
Go fuck yourself, Franz.
Monster Energy Drink and Mixer's Bar. Thank you.
So you guys are going to just...